The Eva Cordia is me sure Joe Ballard Puffalcher right with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. We're getting our Daniel track in very early. Well, we might have time for another one before the end of the programme. With this one, unusually, Daniel isn't singing about Donegal. He's looking for his Tipperary girl.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. She just chanced to pass me by, pretty as a peach in a pumpkin pie, fresh as a flower in full bloom, sweet as a sunny summer's afternoon. I was smitten, got me good, never knew that Cupid would. Speared me down into my soul, spun me round like a batting ball. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. I was courting pure romance, asked her if she'd like to dance. Smiled at me as she took my hand, swung me round till I couldn't stand. Now she could dance, she could swing, like a newborn lamb in spring. Up and down and to and fro, round and round and around we go. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. I fell heads and over heels, heart was jumping jigs and reels, twitched and twittered ill at ease, like the hound out scratching fleas. Now young and foolish, old and wise, enter love with open eyes. Treat her right or from the start, that Tipperary girl should break your heart. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl.
Now, I don't know about calling that country an Irish. I think I'd call that Cajun an Irish. A very unusual track from Daniel O'Donnell, Tipperary Girl. Now, a couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Foster and Allen's version of this song, and I mentioned the fact that it had been recorded by Don McLean. And what I'm going to do this week, you've guessed it, I'm going to give you the Don McLean version.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight. with people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes nor barley nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth tell it if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind. Beautiful shapes nature never designed. Lovely complexions of roses and cream. But let me remark with regard to the same, that if that those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. McLaren, of course. Well, he's over here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as he stood on the strand, stopped all the traffic with a wave of his hand. And as we were talking of days that are gone, whole town of London stood there to look on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea.
I think he did that rather well. Don McLean with an abridged version of the Percy French song, The Mountains of Mourne. A country song, and the Irish side of it, of course, is Big Tom. A wonderful accent this man has, and I keep saying that, but it does appeal to me. Here he's singing and telling us all about Mama's Roses.
We all were told to come back to the old home on the farm. Mother passed away. Oh, what a sad, sad day. My And as my daddy watched, his eyes were filled with pain and hurt when someone stepped upon a rose and crushed it in the dirt. Don't step on mother's roses, daddy cried. She planted them the day she was my bride. And every time I see a rose, I see her smiling face. She made my darkest days look bright around the old home place. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow the way they did so many years ago. It'll bloom for me each year, and I'll have mother near. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow. Years have passed away, and now the old home place has changed. Daddy had to go, we all miss him so. Children pick the roses as they go along the way. But when their petals are abused, I hear my daddy say, don't step on mother's roses, daddy cried. She planted them the day she was my bride. And every time I see a rose, I see her smiling face. She made my darkest days look bright around the old home place. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow the way they did so many years ago. They'll bloom for me each year, and I'll have mother near. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow. Don't step on mother's roses, let them grow.
Big Tom, don't step on mother's roses. I tell you what, the piano player was having a ball, was he not? As I say so often on Sounds Irish, the beauty of doing a programme like this is that I've got a lot to choose from. All different types, styles and genre of Irish music. We change it now and we have a group called Fair Isle Folk and The Water Is Wide.
The water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to a boat shall row my love. There is a ship and she sails the sea. She sails so deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I'll sink or swim. I lean my back against the nose, thinking it was the strongest tree, but first it bent and then it broke. And that's the way love treated me. Thank you. love is handsome and love is kind. Gay as a jewel when first it's new, but as love grows old, then twice as cold, and fades away like morning dew. Oh, the water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to a boat shall row my love and I.
To the regular listeners of Sounds Irish, I must apologise, but to our new listeners, I just want to point out that Sounds Irish does not necessarily have to mean an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland. That one, for instance, I do believe is an English folk song. There, fair Isle folk, and the water is wide. And I honestly think this next track is not an Irish song either. I think it's an English folk song, but they don't come much more Irish than Johnny McAvoy. And regular listeners will know that Joe Bollard is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. This was, well, I think we played this a couple of weeks ago by Sean O'Shea. But listen to Johnny and his interpretation of The Wild Mountain Time.
Oh, the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will you go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love above by yon pure crystal fountain, and around it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love she were gone, I would surely find another where wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie?
Johnny McAvoy and the Wild Mountain Time. Although some people know that song as Will You Go, Lassie Go. Whatever you call it, it was well done by Johnny McAvoy. Now, friends, this next track, I needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, I was involved in the production of it some good few years ago, and a very dear friend of mine is singing. His name, Morris O'Hara. Morris has gone to God now, and we did a lot of work together. One particular time, he produced this album in which he sang some of his favourite Irish songs. I did most of the backing on this. I want you to listen to the song that I think is the best track on the album, telling us all about the River Shannon, where the River Shannon flows. Make allowances, it was recorded some time ago. Morris O'Hara.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, and I'll always claim as my land, where the fairies and the blarneys will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, and my heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the Shannon River's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows, sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I greet her, for there's not a county sweeter where the Shannon River flows. Sure no letter I'll be mailing, for soon will I be sailing, and I bless the ship that takes me back to dear old Erin shore. There I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my darling, won't you change your neighbor's tone? Where the Shannon River's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows, sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish home. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I greet her, for there's not a county sweeter where the Shannon River flows. No, there's not a county sweeter where the Shannon River flows.
My good friend Maurice O'Hara there giving us his interpretation of Where the Shannon River Flows, with yours truly doing the backing. When a number of Irish people get together, and that number could be 2, 22 or 200, at some stage in the proceedings, somebody's going to start to sing. And again, at some stage in the proceedings, somebody will sing this, I'm sure. Here's Brendan O'Dowda going to sing it for us. You know, friends, I have many versions of that particular song, but I think that version by Brendan O'Dowda, accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra, is the best version. I think he sings it wonderful, his diction is great, and the orchestra, wow, makes a lovely sound, doesn't it? And now the Dublin City Ramblers are singing the praises of Nancy Spain.
Of all the stars that ever shone, not one does twinkle like your pale blue eyes. Like golden corn at harvest time, your hair sailing on my boat. The wind gently flows and fills my sails. Your sweet scented breath is everywhere. Daylight peeping through the curtain of the passing nighttime is your smile. The sun in the sky is like your laugh. Come back to me, my Nancy. Linger with me for just a while. Since you've left me, shores they've known no peace nor joy. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Spring, when snow starts to melt and streams to flow, the birds and the wind, I sing your song. In a while I'll wander down the bluebell groves where wildflowers grow, and hope that lovely Nancy will return. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Yes, no matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Yes, where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain?
The Dublin City Ramblers and Nancy Spain. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Paddy Riley's version of the Phil Coulter song, The Town I Love So Well, and he wrote about his childhood in Derry. We're going to have another song from Derry now, and this is a song that has, well, it has happy memories for me because, well, I told you the story about one time when I was on tour with the band when we were in America, and we were asked to do this song and none of us knew it. But the next night, or the next morning rather, at breakfast, the band leader looked through all his material and we found the words and the music, and I happened to learn it. And that particular night, well, we did an arrangement of it. Not great to write home about, but we did it, and the person that asked for it was delighted. I'm speaking of the song Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle. The Foyle is the river on which Derry stands. I'll tell you what, we'll get Trudy Lawler to sing it. I can guarantee she'll sing it better than I ever did.
Oh, I know a wee spot. 'Tis a place of great fame, and it lies to the north. Now I'll tell you its name. 'Tis my home, little birthplace, and it's on Irish soil, and they call it Lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. Now I courted a wee girl, for her age was 19. She was the fairest colleen that ever you've seen. cheeks were like roses, and her hair waved in coil, and she came from lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. I was young, I was restless, like the rest of the boys. I had not many sorrows, nor yet many joys. I worked hard for a living, all day I did toil, far away from dear old Derry, on the banks of the Foyle. Girl, I know I will build her a mansion, and no more need we toil, far away from lovely Derry, on the banks of the Foyle. I'll go to old Ireland, and it's married I'll be. I will leave resign from sea. I'll wed with my Mary, and for her I will toil. We will live in lovely Derry, on the banks of the Foyle. Yes, we live in lovely Derry, on the banks of the Foyle.
Now, this next track needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, it's sung for us by that lovely Eileen Donaghy, the girl with a lovely lilt in her voice. And she's singing a song about Dan O'Hara. Now, Dan O'Hara was a farmer, and he had his own land and the finest land you'd ever draw a plough through. But then the landlord came and took it away from him, and his family was thrown out onto the roadside. They died and Dan was left, and the only way he could make a living was to sell matches. Ar Cuisle Gal Macree, will you buy a box from me? That's an Irish term of endearment. Ar Cuisle Gal Macree, bright light of my heart. And you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. Listen to Eileen as she sings Dan O'Hara.
Oh, it is poor I am today, for God gave and took away, and he left without a home for Dan O'Hara. These matches in me hand, in the frost and snow I stand, and it's here I am tonight, you're broken hearted. Ah, Cuisle Gal Macree, won't you buy a box for me, and you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. I will sell cheap below, buy a box before you go, from the broken hearted farmer Dan O'Hara. In the year of 64, I had acres by the score, and the grandest land you ever ran the plough through. But the landlord came, you know, and he laid our old home low, and it's here I am tonight, you're broken-hearted. Ah, Cuisle Gal Macree, won't you buy a box from me, and you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. I will sell them cheap below, buy a box before you go, from the broken-hearted farmer Dan O'Hara. Now for 20 years or more did misfortune cross our door, and me poor old wife and I were sadly parted. We were scattered far and wide, and our children starved and died, and it's here I am tonight, you're broken-hearted. Ah, Cuisle Gal Macree, won't you buy a box from me, and you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. I will sell them cheaper snow I stand, sure the shadow of God's hand, it lies warm above the brow of Dan O'Hara. But soon with God above, I will meet the ones I love, and I'll find the joys I lost in Connemara. Ah, Cushy Galmafree, won't you buy a box from me, and you'll have the purse of Dan from Connemara. I will sell them cheap and low, buy a box before you go, from the broken-hearted farmer Dan O'Hara.